Proclamation number 6031 of 22nd of August, 1954. Spirit of confusion. Without love, no truth. The spirit of confusion works mightily among people. Truth is twisted, erroneous views are held as the sole truth, all problems are disputed and every opinion finds its adherents. And thus people consider it impossible to find out what is right from all these teachings and views. They consider it impossible to attain knowledge of the pure truth. And it will also be increasingly more difficult for them to find the truth because the basic condition is missing that the human being lives a life of love. And because love has grown cold amongst people on earth and will grow even colder in the last days before the end, therefore the truth will also be less and less represented amongst them. There will be a confusion of human thinking as it has hardly ever been. And yet, precisely the erroneous views will be held with overzealousness, for this is the work of God's adversary that he fights against the light, against the eternal truth, in order to strengthen his power, in order to push people away from God. God's adversary now apparently has supremacy and succeeds in confusing people more and more. Yet glaring flashes of light break through even the deepest darkness of night and in their bright glow a path becomes recognizable which the lost person can enter. And isolated light bearers offer themselves for guidance. This path is the path of truth, which leads through the wilderness, which uncovers errors and confusions, because the light bearers illuminate everything and true and make it obvious. But those who want to take this path of truth must fulfill the prerequisites, they must have made love their life principle. For only then will they be able to recognize truth as such. Only then will it be possible for them to see the path and also to meet the bearers of light whom they otherwise pass by without paying attention to them. In the end there will be much error but also an exceedingly bright light shining. For where his adversary works as the Lord of Darkness, there God's working is also evident, who, as light himself from eternity, can break through the strongest darkness and will truly not leave people in error, in darkness, who earnestly seek the truth. For he is also a lord over darkness, and he gives light to everyone who desires it. Amen.